Yeah, Supercross talk. Momo, tell us what it means that LeBron James is eligible for an extension. I told Mace I didn't expect him to sign it today. There is no hurry. He doesn't need to sign it until 2023. What's the significance of this today?
I would say zero.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Like, to me, okay, when LeBron signed that extension with the Lakers where he went 4 years and he didn't do the player options, and that was the first time he had done that since Miami.
Right. He was all 1 and 2 year deals.
Always like the same thing James Harden just did, like the 1 year, 1 and 1s.
Yeah.
We always had a player option. And I don't, the only point of having leverage is if you intend to use it. I don't really see him using it, do you?
I don't.
But why create that leverage at all?
It's nice to have. Nice to, like, be able to leak a story, get all of us to talk about it, whatever.
And by the way, Mace, what would be the advantage of him signing it today?
If he's going to sign anyway, what would be the disadvantage?
Because now he has some leverage. That if the team craters,
right?
You say he's staying no matter what.
I think he's staying. I mean, look, this all comes down to, do you believe LeBron James would ever ask out, want out of Los Angeles and the Lakers? Do you believe
that? God, no. Hope not.
Well, what if they miss the playoffs this year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe he would. I think he's settled here.
He can't.
I think he...
But I'm just pointing to point out why he wouldn't sign today.
Right, that would be why he wouldn't.
Yeah.
Or if you want to have some leverage at the trade deadline, like last year, you can be mad that they didn't do anything, but there's really nothing you can do about it.
Leverage is good.
Because he didn't have leverage.
Think of AD. I'm going to retire. Big tip. Leverage is good to have.
I know, we were like, AD was going to retire.
Donald,
the other
Aaron AD. Donald was playing for a big contract, right? Or that's what he came back. He didn't come back for a big contract.
He was going to retire. They paid him. What are you going to?
Was he really going to retire though? Come on.
Yeah, I don't.
It's a great question.
I never believed
it. It was a great negotiating tactic.
What else does he have to prove? I mean, he's going to walk right into the Hall of Fame.
But in this case, LeBron already knows exactly what he's going to be paid, slotted the extension. So if you're not going to sign it, it's weird. What leverage are you...
No, I see your point. I mean,
the leverage of being able to go somewhere else.
It's the leverage of being able to go somewhere
once
else.
Once you sign, you can't go anywhere else.
Right.
But you just said he's not going anywhere.
But why give up the option?
I see.
Soon.
Unless you're worried about an injury. Like, if you had a catastrophic injury or something.
He's kind of a tank.
Yep.
But the Lakers have shown, they gave Kobe Bryant a 2-year, $48 million extension when he had a torn Achilles.
Yes. And they are that invested in LeBron, I think, at this point.
Hey, Ramona, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving likely to both be on the Nets when training camp starts?
I think so. Didn't I say that to you the whole summer? I was like, I don't think they go either way. This reminds me, and it has from the jump, of Kobe in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe asking to go to Chicago, being really upset with the Lakers, asking out, and I'll play anywhere. I'd rather go to I'll play on Pluto rather than play here. Jerry Buss said, "Okay, we'll look around." And they looked around and they didn't like what they found. And Kobe he just sort of dared him to do anything about it. Like, that was Kobe Bryant. He loves basketball. He's not going to sit out. Kevin Durant loves basketball. He's not going to sit out. This isn't going to be a Ben Simmons situation,
right? And do we know if Kyrie and Kevin Do we know if Kevin wants to play with Kyrie, or does no one know that?
I don't even know if that. I mean, I have my. Do I know that, or do I think something?
Think.
I think that they're fine playing together, but I think Kevin would prefer not to have a lot of drama. Like, he just wants to win. He don't want any of this drama.
Yeah.
But doesn't Kyrie give him a better chance to win?
Yeah, and Kyrie's in a contract year. Let's not forget that.
Great player.
Like, he's in a contract year. He's lost a shoe deal. That's a lot of money that was in his pocket that he's not getting. He was making $37 million. He lost $17 million last year because of the vaccine mandate that he chose not to do. I mean, at some point, the money matters.
Yeah, sure.
At some point, it matters.
Okay.
I think Kyrie's going to have a great year, wherever he plays.
Yeah. All right. So earlier today, you know how...
Is that enough sports?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Pivot to something.
I mean, there's
fun,
so many other... Do you know what different. I was going to talk about when I came in here?
What?
I went over to the new chip machine that we have over here, okay? There's the new, like, chip.
It's on the honor system.
Oh, I was about to, then you made me come in early for the game of games.
So you
stole the chips?
No, I didn't get the chips because I am doing the no dairy thing again.
Oh, God.
You know, the one that makes it so I don't fart in 2 months, you know?
I honestly don't think I farted in 2 months.
We can freshen up that sound.
Yeah,
well, get a new one. Freshen maybe is the right word.
Oh, my God.
But, like, there's no chips over there that don't have some sort of dairy in them.
Really?
What do you mean?
They're all nacho cheese, cheddar and sour cream, cheeses.
But is that even like plain?
I don't see any. Yeah. I don't see any like plain.
But
chips
is that even
there.
Real dairy? I mean, when you eat
I don't
a
know.
Nacho,
do you think it's real?
I don't. Do you really think there's dairy in
nacho
a
cheese
dairy
Dorito?
Dorito? There's no dairy in a
it's
Dorito.
It's kind of like chemicals.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's just like cheese pretend weird cheese food product, something
I mean,
like
I
that.
I guess I could try it and see if I fart afterwards. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. So earlier today, you know how Song of the Summer is like a big thing. Yeah. This is a song of the summer.
What's the song of the summer?
So we've got three nominees.
Got
we
it.
Did have a vote, but I'm going to play them for you, and I want to get your reaction, okay? First of all, Momo, this one is near and dear to your heart. You won't break my soul. You won't break my soul. Momo's even got it. You won't break my soul. That's Beyonce. Yeah. You know that song?
Yeah.
Good nominee.
This was the Russell Westbrook song, too.
That was the Russell Westbrook. I have that somewhere.
And I voted
Russell
for
Westbrook
it.
Singing along with You Can't Break My Soul. All right, so that's number one. Here is number two. If you're feeling down, I just want to make you
happier, baby. Harry Styles. I do like Harry Styles. So
that song?
No, I like that song.
You like that song.
Like
who,
that song.
Harry Styles dates Olivia Wilde?
Yeah,
is that
Olivia
right?
Wilde. He's in her new movie, which
I like
is
Harry Styles.
In
he's like interesting.
But you would not vote for Late Night
No,
Coffee.
I mean, listen to the words of that. If you're feeling down, I'll make you feel better.
What's wrong with that?
Like, what's wrong with that?
Really great lyrics.
Isn't everybody looking for somebody like that?
Amen.
It's no,
simple.
It's no Shake It Off.
Right, come on.
Last one. This is somebody named Nikki Yore. I got my head out this
sunroof.
It is Nikki Yore.
All right, so you get a
definitely
vote.
Definitely summer song.
Beyonce, Harry Styles, Nikki Yore. Momo, who you go? Who
I'll
you
go with the Nikki Yore. I like that one.
You like that one. You're going sunroof.
Yeah.
Wow.
What, DeMarco, what did you think?
I'll have to go Beyonce.
Beyonce.
That's where I went.
Yeah. I think I went Late Night Talking.
It's a great song.
I went Harry Styles, Late Night Talking. Okay. It's a great song. It plays like every 45 minutes on Kiss. It's a great.
Listen to those lyrics. Least. Are those good?
Yeah, they're great. That's a great song.
Let me hear that again.
What are you talking about?
Let me hear this. If you're feeling down, I just want to make you happier,
baby. Make you happy. It did not require an all-night writing session.
Yeah.
Oh, we know it did.
I mean, how hard was it to write this?
She just repeats, "You can't break my soul."
I didn't vote for this one. It's also a little heavy. Like, break my soul. I mean, somewhere
it is a little hard.
Yeah, it's a little heavy.
I wish I could find the Russell Westbrook version of that. Somewhere I've got that. He sang along to it.
On the day he picked up the $47 million extension.
So you voted for this. I, by the way, this was Bergman's choice too. You know what? That was kind of winning me over.
Yeah.
Yeah, winning me over. That's a fun song. Laura's here. She's got Russell Westbrook singing along to Beyonce.
Go, Russ. You won't break my soul. I'm telling everybody. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Russ can do a lot of things not singing.
Yeah.
Not singing. So there's your song of the summer options, which
also, Beyonce has a lot of awards.
She's
a
got a
things.
Ton of awards.
Yeah, she doesn't need this.
Okay, but
she doesn't need songs.
Always, you always say
summer.
Be afraid of the beehive. Are you not afraid? Aren't you afraid of the beehive?
No.
I think it's sting.
You should be.
Oh, I mean, it depends on what we're talking about.
There's
like,
a lot of them.
All I said is she has so many awards, she doesn't need an extra one here. This unofficial thing that you're coming up with.
Song of the summer?
Yeah.
It's very official.
It's a good song. It's a good song, but, you know, but break my soul. Like, it's summer. I need to be light.
Songs that come out in the summer?
That make you happy.
That make you feel like summer.
Summer. Roll
right.
down the window.
Right. Yeah,
happy,
summer.
Smiling.
It's like DJ Jazz. It's like Will Smith, you know.
Yeah. Summertime.
Yeah, summer, yeah. Summertime.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All
yeah.
three songs do that. Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Break my soul? You won't break my soul? That's not.
Did you hear Russ?
Yeah, I know.
That's a happy man.
Okay, so,
yeah.
DeMarco.
$47 million happy.
We're about a month away from the opener.
Yeah, right? Oh boy.
So, here's the scenario. I have been offered $15,000 mythical dollars. Am I right about
mythical.
This?
Mythical.
Yeah.
Mythical dollars.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
To paint my face for the opener against the Bills.
You should.
That's what I told him.
You would have done that for free.
What's the problem?
I've never painted my face.
He's not a face painter.
Oh.
Of everything you've done, you've never done
your face.
By the way, that's
never
not true. You never painted your
face.
Oh, I did paint my face.
You lost a bet to me for SCUCLA, and you had to paint your face.
I painted the face for you.
You did.
I bought some paint on Amazon.
What was that for?
I don't know. We probably have the photo someplace.
Yeah, we probably have the photo.
John got it right. It was SCUCLA.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I'd be surprised if you didn't.
Juan would kill me.
If you painted your face?
Yeah, kill me.
Why?
More so than when you shaved your eyebrow.
Why?
He had no say over my eyebrow.
What's wrong with painting your face? It wipes off.
It's so not kind of me.
Yeah.
I'm not a face painter kind of guy. But for $15,000 mythical dollars.
Team.
You should.
I think I'm the wild card in the mythical money debate here because I have a lot of mythical money because I don't play that much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's still in the bank. So you guys
Jorge
can like...
Jorge has like $300,000.
Oh, okay.
In the mythical bank.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But you guys could come to me for a loan all the time.
How do you get mythical money?
We each get it $100,000 at the start of the
to
year.
To make wagers.
Oh,
and then
to make
we have the entire calendar year
I
to
like
bet.
I like it.
Yeah. I won it last year. Bergman won it the year before.
Yeah.
I think Mason won it the first year.
How do I get an account at the bank?
You want $100,000 mythical dollars?
That's a lot to give him for nothing.
Mythical dollars. Absolutely.
What's he going to do for that?
Make bets.
Me?
Yeah, you just
no, but like, what does he do to earn the $100,000? Do you line of credit?
We give you the $100,000.
No, but like, I think he needs to provide you with some insider info on the Rams.
No, God, he knows.
All right.
What don't you know?
Yeah, what don't we know?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what I don't know.
What don't you know?
I asked McVay about this. That Tutu Atwell.
Oh, I heard this. I heard this interview you guys did.
Wait a minute.
Really tough interview? Questions. The one you did yesterday.
What were we trying to ask? He won the Super Bowl.
And then at the end of the interview, hey, so what would you have done with $100 million if you left the job? Remember that? That was like the hard
really.
Question that you asked him.
That was the only time we got him to laugh. The guy just won the Super Bowl. What do you
want to about getting married?
What do you want to hold his feet?
Hey, how about were you really thinking of leaving as coach of the Rams?
I asked that question in a different way.
Oh, you said, God. What would you have done with the $100 million?
Exactly.
And he laughed and he said,
that's what the point is.
I want to know if he was really thinking of leaving.
So anyway, Tutu Atwell, is he going to play at all or no?
Well, by the way, Kevin Demoff says he is going to leave.
He is going to leave.
Scarred by your dream.
We will lose him to the media eventually. It's just not right now.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt.
Can we hear that? Do you have that sound, Greg?
Yeah, this is Kevin
Demoff. This is like
Kevin
powerful, hard-hitting questions.
I am scarred by your dream.
Are
the Rams' nightmare.
That is Kevin Demoff talking about
me. What about the
me?
Hard-hitting question?
Oh, yeah, I don't have that. I just have Kevin Demoff.
I am scarred by your dreams
are
the Rams' nightmare.
By the way, Momo, you're so wrong about this. I'm trying to work in some information
and
some
jokiness.
It was
good when you asked him about being married. That was good.
Life being married, yeah. That was good. What is the critique?
Actually, it wasn't you who asked that. It was John.
No, it was me. How's married life? That's what I said.
You asked that. John asked about the money for being in the media.
I said, did you really turn it down? But I mean, what would you have asked him that we didn't ask?
Yeah, what? The guy just won the Super Bowl. Tell me the hard.
You're like Michael
question.
Thompson. You're asked him. And then when you ask Michael what you would ask him, he has nothing.
You were ready to grill Sean McVay. Yeah. Sean, what's wrong with this team?
You could have gone like, hey,
this team looks terrible at training
so
camp.
So you win the Super Bowl and your first thought is, let me go get some leverage and get $100 million in the media?
That's what you would have asked
him?
No,
you wouldn't
have been very short, that interview.
And he would have said, not really.
Yeah, I don't.
On the practice field.
Not really.
Yeah, good stuff. What's your 2-2 question?
Yeah, is he going to play or what?
Somebody's
got with a really high pick.
Somebody's got to make up that Van Jefferson production. He's hurt.
Oh, so you think, because he's like this tall.
It's what you can go combo with he and Ben Skoranek.
Okay.
If you're going to run it, big guy, put him in there.
What do you think happens with OBJ?
When he gets healthy?
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of teams after him. Who's going to pay? Who can pay? I'm sure he wants to come back here. And I agree, at some point, maybe Madden gets a facelift with Sean McVay. I could see that happening, the video game route, at some point.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's young. He's energetic. He's like Gruden 2.0, but more fun. Put him in the booth, find another team. Who knows? I could see that happening. But somebody's got to make up that production for Van Jefferson. Oh, that's going to be very, very important.
Now, so, he's gone for how long?
From what I hear, 6 weeks.
6 weeks. So
but,
we'll
it's
get him-
a, but it's a knee. So coming back doesn't mean he's 100%. Remember how good Adam Thielen was, and then all of a sudden he got hurt, and so 6 weeks to get back, and then we'll see what he's got.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you guys got going today, huh? Screwing around?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I said, let's do a fun show today.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun show today. Fun so show. I don't know. It's gonna. This is inspired by Steve Mason.
Mace, are you mad?
Why?
Are you mad at her?
I'm annoyed.
Annoyed.
I'm trying to get your face. You know, I'm trying to play poker.
You know, you know, normally your friends support you in things. And they're like, hey, that was great. Congratulate. Good work. Something like that.
I mostly just make fun of Greg.
Now I realize I can critique you at all times. Like, for are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to critique your show tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm going to be listening to your show all afternoon long.
Oh, God.
And then we'll see how you do, okay?
Okay.
You did this to yourself. Yeah, I know that, right?
I know.
Yeah.
Just trying to entertain the folks.
You were critical, so now I get to be critical. All right, coming up next for you, they're going to try to put together a good one. I'm sure it is. It's the Shedano and Cappy time slot, and it is going to be Momo with DeMarco Farr. We're back tomorrow at 1 for an Effort Friday. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's DeMarco. I don't want anyone to think that I would be the one.
Come on,
doing that.
Try that.
I can't believe you did that. Well, if I do it like an air guitar, I can do it.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm more of an air guitar person. I know my strengths.
Laura's already
know my weaknesses. Singing definitely a weakness.
Laura is yelling at me already. Just walked in.
My mom wants to. You know, you sing to your kids a lot.
All the time. Yeah. All
my
the time.
Mom was like, "You know what? I'm really sorry about this because when I was a baby, I had a babysitter, like a nanny, my first year.
Yeah.
And she was like tone deaf. She just couldn't sing at all. And my mom feels really guilty because she thinks that's why I can't sing.
Oh, really?
She's like, the person who sung to me when I was a baby was tone deaf. I couldn't sing.
Wow. Oh, I never thought of that.
It's a good theory.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm rolling with it.
Can Whitney Houston's mom, was she a singer? Mariah's mom?
Yeah, right? Wasn't she?
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely, voices are definitely genetic, right? Like, yeah. You can pass that down.
I'm messing up my daughter big time.
Yeah.
Because I can't sing.
I know.
But I swear I can, especially in the car.
DeMarco Farr, Momo in for Shedano and Cap today. Where are they? Are they on vacation still?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you don't just go on vacation for one day,
that's
Momo.
True. Me, you know
well,
what?
I do.
Well, Sedano's like in the middle of like a 3 week long vacation.
Extended.
He did like the Pacific West Coast, yeah. Came back, and then now he's going to, I think they were going to Kentucky.
What, in an RV or is he flying around?
No, he's flying around.
Oh, yeah, flying around. Okay.
Yeah, and then Miami.
Like, Sedano has like very good looking kids too.
Yeah.
So whenever they take photos on Instagram, I feel like it's like it's like postcard.
Aww.
Like it's like you could get paid for these posts here.
Nice.
It's super cute because Mateo looks just like his dad.
Yep.
And Aria looks just like her mom.
Oh,
exactly.
It's so cute.
When you see it, it's like, this is a brochure to visit the Oregon coast.
Yeah.
Look at these idyllic children on the beach in Oregon. I want to go there.
And then Sedano's tan is just like perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't go there.
Hey, so we actually have a little news today.
You left me.
Okay. Actually, I have a little bit of news.
What's
a little
news? News?
Dave McMenamin is going to join us at 5 o'clock, talk
Maggie.
About a story that he posted today that Rob Pelinka, VP of the Lakers.
He quit.
No.
Oh, no? Sorry.
Just went all the way there. Rob met with Rich Paul, the agent for LeBron James, to talk about the Lakers doing a contract extension with LeBron. They could give him a 2-year, $97 million extension.
How powerful is that guy?
Rich Paul?
Rich Paul.
I would say...
Scott Boras powerful?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, that guy
yeah.
like basically controls the league that powerful?
So... It's a good question. Who would be the most powerful agents in basketball now? So I deal with
him.
All of them, right?
Yeah.
I think Rich Paul's number one. I think CAA is probably number two. Wasserman's up there.
CAA's big client for basketball.
Well, they have Chris Paul, and they just did Jessica Holtz, who's like the first female agent to do this. Did Karl Anthony Towns, Devin Booker, Supermax extension. That's
wow.
pretty cool.
Yeah, big money. Okay. Wow.
They got a bunch of big guys. CAA does.
It's funny. So Pelinka met with Rich Paul.
Okay.
Wow.
And it was just a discussion about what LeBron might do with his contract extension. And I think this is it's a story, but it's not a story. It's a story in that I don't think he'll do anything. I think he should wait. If he is smart. But it's the way of everything about this contract extension is not important except for the optics of it and how you decide to use them for your leverage or no leverage.
Because it can't be money. Like,
right. I mean, he's going to get the $97 million regardless. He can sign it now or until 2023. Like, he has all year to decide on this contract.
Right.
Now, the Lakers, when you look at the way that they lay out salary cap-wise, they actually could have clean books by the end of this season.
If
LeBron didn't extend, right?
Yeah.
They have, besides Anthony Davis, they don't have anybody under contract beyond that, right? Like, they're free for next year.
You can start over.
Westbrook comes off the books, except for Taylor Horton Tucker has another little on there. But they could actually be a free agency team next year.
That's intriguing.
They have cap space.
That's intriguing. That is very intriguing.
And I know from talking to people
Never
around
happened.
The
yeah.
no, right. talking to people around the league, that is something that they have held
leverage.
On to. Like, when you say, why did the Lakers not want to take on extra money in certain deals to incentivize a Russell Westbrook trade, et cetera, that's part of the reason why. Because they want to keep their books clean as much as possible because there's some really good free agents coming up next year. But also,
who's coming up next year? I don't know. Who's coming up?
All that, all those, the Jason Tatum class, all those guys in that class are theoretically could be like. There's
Anybody
most of those people will never.
Yeah.
Most of those people would not be people you would
build a franchise
even, or
around.
Even have a chance at because their teams are going to lock them up.
Oh really? Okay.
Okay. But the longer you keep your cap space open, the less encumbered you are, the more you can make moves, the more options you have, and so I think if you're LeBron. I don't really believe LeBron's going to go anywhere. I think he retires as a Laker. I think the only exception would be if the Lakers are not able to get Bronny on their team when Bronny comes into the league. If he's good enough to do that.
Is that really going to happen?
I think it might.
That's really going to happen.
I think it might happen.
Just a pipe dream like 2 years ago.
It sounded like it. And when I actually saw Bronny play when he was a freshman, and I was like, I don't know. It's not his dad when he was a freshman. When LeBron was a freshman, you were like, oh, that guy's going to be an NBA player.
Yeah, this is different.
Bronny, when you saw him, he looks like he could be good if he develops. But he was still a freshman, and he was still young looking.
So LeBron plays a year with his kid.
When you watch Bronny now,
yeah.
He's good.
I hope so.
I mean, he's not LeBron good right now. But like, if he grows as much in the next 2 years as he has in the last 2 years, could be really good.
You know, who is the best player's kid? Because you always hear about the other stories, the ones that aren't very good. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, probably Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I guess
Steph
so.
Steph Curry.
Yeah,
those two.
Okay.
Yeah. Steph and Klay.
Well, there's a market for it. Yeah, so LeBron's going to play with his kid one year.
But, like, that's the only thing. I don't think anybody's ever asked Bronny about that. Like, do you want
to play
with
his
dad?
I don't think he has a choice.
He does. Of course he does.
Didn't Ken Griffey play with his son once?
Did he?
I think somebody looked that up.
Yeah, I think they did for like a game or two.
A game or two, right? Yeah, I've never seen that. Dad,
I mean, like, it's funny because we've been hearing LeBron talk about this and how that's a dream of his. But has anybody ever asked Bronny? Bronny doesn't really do interviews.
They did. On August 31st, 1990, Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. became the first father-son duo to play together in a game.
See, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, it's not like he doesn't need it for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
LeBron. But, I mean, that's cool to see father-son out there.
It's really
two
cool.
seasons, by the way.
Two seasons.
And yesterday there was a viral video that went around of LeBron, Bronny, and Bryce, who's his younger son, playing at the Lakers facility. All playing on the Laker court. That's pretty cool.
My daughter, 7, she saw Space Jam with LeBron. And then she saw this video. And that's not LeBron's son. LeBron's son is the one from Space Jam.
Lara?
Yeah.
Oh,
what happened?
Laura, say what you said.
Say it. What?
I said she saw the movie and she fell asleep.
Yeah, if you're going to say it on the air.
Dude.
She fell asleep.
She loved it.
That was a bad movie.
She loved it.
That was a bad movie.
She's seven. It's not.
My nephew is 10, and he was, you're right, he did like it, because we were going to go see it at the drive-in, and I was like, we'll see it. I said, we'll watch it first on like the streaming.
You guys would hate Star Wars if they put it out now.
No.
You would. If they put it out now, you would hate it.
Look, my niece was 6. I had a 10-year-old, 11-year-old. They all hated it.
Now,
they
like
the original better.
Anyway, she thought that's not LeBron's kid. LeBron's kid is from the movie. See, you just ruined it all.
Yeah.
wrong with you?
Well, so if you're LeBron, you have a choice. You can sign the extension whenever you want. The only reason to sign it now would be if you want the security of that. And if you want to signal to somebody that you might go get.
Security of what? Just the
2 years? 97 million.
But
he can do it any time between now and next year.
Is LeBron a billionaire now? Yeah. Okay.
It's still $97 million.
I got you. Yeah.
But the only reason to sign it now would be is if you want to signal to everyone that you're committed and you're staying for these 2 years, and if that would help the Lakers in free agency or if that would help the Lakers with organizational stability and planning.
Well, that's – you just took the question out of my mouth. I mean, how attractive is LeBron James these days for free agents? Does it matter to people, like the security of LeBron being here 2 years? Or is LeBron, you're going to have to do it with what you got?
I mean, it's still the Lakers. So to me, the Lakers improve as a free agent destination when they get this whole thing sorted out with Russell Westbrook, which brings us to the second story of the day.
What's the second?
This is Mark Stein.
Besides all that Space Jam hate. What's wrong with you people? Anyway, go ahead.
Mark Stein, my former colleague, had a story up about LeBron James from a source close to LeBron saying, badly wants Russell Westbrook swap for Kyrie Irving. Air quotes around badly wants.
LeBron wants
Westbrook swap for Kyrie.
Okay.
Now, we've been talking about this for a while.
Wait.
And there's been some walk back from the LeBron camp
said that?
No, this is a source close to
him. Source close to LeBron.
Okay. You follow
said that he badly wants.
Well, maybe you have to say it like that for him to understand.
Badly wants.
How do these sources close work?
In my world.
I know you can't really say, but how do these sources close really work? Is that really the guy?
It kind of depends on who the reporter is. Like, how plugged in do I think they are?
Okay.
How close do I know they are to a certain camp? I think Mark's pretty plugged in. I wouldn't say it's 100% the number one guy, right? But he probably has a pretty good source.
This
saying
is solid.
That. It's enough to we can talk about on the radio.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now I've heard a little walk back and a little pushback from LeBron's camp when this narrative gets out there that LeBron's pushing them to go get Kyrie. Okay, it's more the version of it that I've heard is, well, he's open to the idea of playing with Kyrie and they're cool, right? Like that's the version of how it's presented.
God, this is all politics.
But it comes back to this idea. Well, one, LeBron doesn't like to be seen as pushing the Lakers to do things. Okay? When he saw he was pushing the Lakers to get Russell Westbrook, that didn't turn out well.
Okay, go ahead.
Right? He got blamed for that.
Yeah.
So let's walk back. Let's walk that back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But it's also an image of like, hey, I'm going to play and don't blame me if it doesn't go wrong. We're going to play this out. But the fundamental question for me with the Lakers right now is, can LeBron, AD, and Russell Westbrook, I know they had this phone call that Chris Haynes reported on, they patched things up or whatever it is, can they coexist? I mean, we all we're going to see all year long is that video from them at Summer League of LeBron and Russ in the same gym at the same time and not seeing each other, not talking.
I'm sure they can coexist. They're employees, high-paid employees, but can they be good together?
Can you do that? I mean, like, when you're in a locker room and things are awkward, can you still play?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How?
Because you're a pro. You have to, and you're getting paid to. It's not about the guy. I mean, it is about the guy next to you, but you're an employee. You get paid by production, so you got to produce. Either way, you got to do your job.
But how many times have we seen that go horribly wrong?
Well, is it different in football, too, because there's so many guys?
It may not work out. We may not be good together, but we're still going to do our job to the best of our abilities. You know, what he does may take away what I do. What I do may take away what he does. We may hate playing with each other, but we got to play. That's just how it is.
Yeah, I think it's different in football than it is in basketball. There's just so many more guys in football. Plus, you have a helmet on. You don't have to look at each other in the eye.
There's only one ball. Yeah, and you got to work. Yeah,
well, there's one ball in football, too.
I mean... Right. You need the ball to score.
That's true.
On my side. But I mean, with LeBron, has any other great player player of this magnitude made such a big mistake in Westbrook? Like, did Kobe make a mistake in personnel, pushing to get a guy that didn't work out?
No.
Magic?
I mean, the closest Jordan? One I would say would be the Dwight Howard move with Kobe, but Kobe wasn't pushing for that. He was just okay with it.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, I mean, I don't think Kobe was pushing for that. I think a lot of people played with Dwight during that Olympic year and had some reservations about it, and which is why Kobe set the tone the first day of camp that year and said, you know, nobody's going to hand you the keys to the castle. You got to take them. You got to earn them. And, like, that's how Kobe rolls. Kobe was, like, direct. Kobe was like,
okay, well, I'm from LeBron. I'm looking for a miracle. I mean, look, I'm not a coach. I love basketball. I love watching the NBA. But to me, this is clearly not going to work unless Westbrook changes. And I feel bad for Darvin Ham because you got to be the guy that gets him to buy in, which no one else seems to have done, mm-hmm. which is impossible. So, but how do you put all three guys on the floor and be effective in today's NBA?
There is a way.
What is it?
There is a way. You play defense. You don't focus on the offensive side of the ball. You just say, everyone, you don't get to play unless you play defense.
Pack it in, pay Pat Riley ball. That works.
I mean,
can
that
you win
is
a championship
what...
with that in the West? Just all defense?
You got to score enough. I mean, not against
the
Warriors.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not against the Suns.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I mean. I mean, I think this is untenable and impossible. So if you're LeBron, why not say you want Kyrie? Just go ahead and say it out loud.
Awkward. All right, coming up next. Yeah. I don't need an excuse to eat chocolate chip cookies, but apparently there is one today. DeMarco Farr, yeah. Ramona Shelburne, in for Sedano and Cap, ESPN LA.
Momo, I have a theory about Prince.
Oh, go for it.
There are people that are Prince fans.
Yeah?
And there are people that are only fans of this album.
Oh.
Yeah, because this was the most accessible Prince you're ever going to get. Yeah.
Yeah.
I noticed
then
that.
We moved on to Cream.
Yeah.
That's a different album.
People kind of dropped off by like Diamonds and Pearls.
Yeah.
You know? You got to stay with it, though.
Diamonds and Pearls are good, too.
Oh, my God.
New power generation.
Man, we want to save the world. The only thing that's in our way is you.
Crazy.
Heck yeah.
I mean, this is definitely the best Prince album, just top to bottom, but he's had some good hits on his later one. Hey, it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Oh, my God. So good.
And super producer Lindsay over there. Here's all the places you can find free chocolate chips.
Free chocolate chips?
Or yeah.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Right? You know. Oh.
Lindsay, you want to take us through it?
Sure. So I don't know how many of these they have locally, but Lenny and Larry's is one of them.
Okay. Lenny and Larry's.
Yep.
What do you do to get that?
Well, that one they have 25% off.
Oh, okay.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonder Cooks. They're one of those around here.
Wonder Cooks.
They're allowing people to supersize all one dozens to a dozen and a half at no extra charge.
Hey.
So that's a good one.
Okay.
And then we've also got...
Are they warm and gooey?
Insomnia cookies? That sounds kind of good.
That one's around here.
Oh. Insomnia.
Are you guys bakers? Is there a secret to making really good chocolate chip cookies?
Don't leave them in too long.
Yes. Go buy them.
Right?
I'm with DeMarco.
Right. Go buy them.
So when I moved into my new house about 5 years ago, the people on our block, like we went on a cul-de-sac, and they did Christmas cookies. And everybody went and did the like homemade Christmas cookies. And Nevin and I moved in, and we were like, I'm going to have to like do that. And it was like the last day. It was like Christmas Eve, and everybody had brought over stuff. And I was like, can we just go buy some? Is that going to be bad? Is that going to, you know, it's kind of going to look bad. Everybody else made these homemade ones, and it's our first year. So I just did like the mix, you know, the one where you just buy it, and I just did the mix. And I totally burned them. They weren't that good. Yeah. And I'm sure there's like special recipes to make them really, really good. But I always just get the one in the tube and you cut the...
And go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you going to say, go buy them?
I'm a buying them person. I can cook. Look, I can cook you a five-course meal, but dessert ain't it.
Yeah.
I'm a baker. And I think that whatever your recipe says, however long to bake your cookies for, like 14 minutes, whatever. Yeah.
Come
like
in at 12.
Subtract. Yeah, 2 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah,
2 minutes.
12.
One thing I learned is that if when you subtract 2 minutes, because it's going to keep cooking on the cookie sheet.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Especially with those new fancy nonstick ones.
I'm so frustrated.
They make
right
it
now.
Cook so much faster.
Yeah, I took it out and it was good. And then by the time I served them, it was like too crispy and hard.
We got to stop because we don't have cookies. Right. We're talking about cookies.
Someone bring us some cookies.
Crumble cookies, please and thank you. Crumble
Lindsay,
cookies.
Lindsay, that would have been
amazing.
Like a cool little thing if you walked in with cookies right now. I thought that's where this was headed, but
maybe we will
no
get
one's
some.
Moving. Okay.
By the way, Mrs. Fields, they have 20% off cookies. Potbellies, you guys ever have Potbelly sandwiches?
Yeah.
They have really, like, sandwich places have really good chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Like, I think that Subway, Potbelly, and what's the other one? Even like Carl's Jr. has good chocolate chip cookies.
Jersey Mike's is all right.
Yeah.
They got good cookies.
Yeah.
They got brownies and stuff. I mean, to me, the secret to any baking thing is just add a little extra butter, no matter what.
Always.
And leave it a little raw. I'll like it a little raw because it'll just keep cooking afterwards, and then it's all nice.
Hey, guys, I have a cookie place for you guys.
Where?
It's called Cathy's Cookies, and they're usually at Rams games. They're usually at UCLA games, the USC games, and stuff like that in the parking lot or whatever. Best cookies ever had in my life. And they come in a bucket.
All right.
A bucket.
Still not helping because we're not getting cookies here. Yes. Can we move on from cookies?
Yeah.
I'm hungry. You're making me hungry. I really want cookies now.
I know.
Dang
I'm over here eating my Starbucks protein box.
Good for you. See, let's start. Let's eat like healthy
You guys want a Starbucks chocolate chip cookie? I'll go get you guys.
No, it's okay. I'm not having dairy, so I can't have the butter.
Oh.
And I can't have the chocolate chips. So, you know.
Wow.
That's Too bad you got to stuff for DeMarco.
You could have chocolate chip cookies with dark chocolate.
That's right.
Oh.
Well, sometimes. It depends on if they use butter in it. Because I'm doing, okay, so the reason I'm doing no dairy is because I'm breastfeeding. My son is 8 weeks old. He was a little gassy. Yeah.
Does margarine count?
Yeah, it's dairy.
Well, I don't know. It's because sometimes, I don't know if they make
sometimes,
it
Sometimes, yeah. It depends on how processed it is, I guess. Yeah. No, you can get vegan butter. Vegan butter's good.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Well, the one place I mentioned has vegan chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
There you go.
That's good.
Boom.
I'll find you some of those.
Yeah.
See?
It's kind of good. It's like anti-inflammatory anyway. I always feel better when I'm on that diet anyway.
So baby gassy?
Oh, my
gosh. Mommy gassy?
I don't know. I don't think I am, but he's super gassy. Like, you'll just be, and you know when a baby farts?
It's
like,
so you're
like,
cute.
It's so cute. And you're like, oh, I'm so happy for you, son.
Yeah,
But like, he farts a lot. And like, and I'll be like, oh, that was the baby.
That
was the baby. Anybody hear that?
I got you.
Like, you're not trying to hide it.
It's all cute until it's not.
Anyway, do we have the Seinfeld sounder? We play that here on the show?
No, that's their show.
That's their show? All right.
We'll just play like
I'll just do it. There you go. I like that. So Andrew Friedman, Dodgers, they were working on things. Didn't do a whole lot at the trade deadline. And the media grilled him the other day about why they didn't do much of anything when the Padres down the road made arguably the biggest trade
big time
Major League Baseball history at the trade deadline.
My goal in every offseason is to do everything I can for us not to have to go into July with acute needs that we have to address. It is the most expensive time of the year to acquire players. And, you know, we felt really good about the team that we have in place. You know, obviously our offense and our pitching staff have been very high performing. And for us with the number, some combination of, you know, the arms that we potentially have coming back in August and September, we have a really talented group that some combination of those guys come back, and it's really high end to add that quality to the guys that we have in place now.
You know what?
What?
I'm okay with that. I mean, he's basically saying we were really good going in, and anybody you trade for now is going to cost double because this is the most expensive time of year to acquire talent.
True.
And there's a lot of competition for that talent. And we're already good, so we're not going to, like, mortgage the future. Now,
that sounds good now. Yeah, yeah.
They went out and got a pretty good bullpen in Chris Martin. They got a pretty good arm there. They got Joey Gallo.
Yeah.
Joey Gallo's starting now. Wasn't having a
Nothing
great
to
year.
Be upset about, except you didn't get the biggest prize in free agency.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Look.
But I mean,
I'm never going to say no to Juan Soto.
That's what tell me you didn't want Juan Soto.
Of course you want Juan Soto.
Absolutely.
But at some point, how many $400 or $500 million players can you have on one roster? Right?
As many as I can get, Momo. As many as I can get. Absolutely.
You know what? You're a Rams guy. So that's what they do.
I want to win.
I mean, the equivalent of that is the Rams. Look, they already went $400 million for Mookie Betts.
But this is what I'm saying. If you don't get Juan Soto, somebody else is going to.
Yeah, and it's your rival down the five.
That's the other part of not getting him. That's what I'm saying. Eventually, that's going to hurt. You know it's going to hurt you. Yeah.
I mean, they did drive up the price pretty high on the Padres.
Yeah, you made them pay. But
I mean, I think the Padres gave up a lot.
Of course you did. But
Mackenzie Gore is a really good pitcher. C.J. Abrams, really good young prospect. I mean, the Padres gave up a lot to go get Juan Soto, and then they're going to have to pay a lot for Juan Soto. But I know he's with you. Even if they don't pay a lot, even if they don't do the $500 million, if they lose him eventually, they still have him for the next 2 to 3 playoff runs.
And he's only going to get better. Wow, that's crazy. But, yeah, I mean, I'm with him. Look, it is expensive. You have to think of the future, too, and the Dodgers are good, even without Juan Soto. They're still one of the best teams in baseball, and they have a chance to win a World Series or at least play for one. But at some point down in October, Juan Soto not on your team is going to hurt a little bit worse than it does right now.
Yeah.
It's baseball. You know it. Especially the way that guy swings the bat.
Yeah. I mean, look, Joey Gallo 159 batting average, led the league in strikeouts in 2021. I mean, he's obviously a good hitter, can come in, and he's not going to play every day. This is a guy they just got to be able to hit a homer every once in a while and pinch hit. But I think that bullpen, especially with the shakiness of Craig Kimbrel, could have used a little more. Josh Hader went to the Padres. They got somebody who had similar stats, but not the same star power. We'll see.
You know, who is coming back? He said he has...
Dustin May.
Dustin May is the guy coming back.
Dustin May is coming back from Tommy John.
Yeah, okay.
He looks good. He's doing his rehab. Lins, I think he's doing some rehab.
Yeah, he just started doing rehab starts like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Right before I went.
And they're obviously going to be very conservative with him. He's a hard throwing young pitcher who's coming off of Tommy John surgery. So you're not rushing him back. Clayton Kershaw left the game today, and the lip readers who caught him on the broadcast said, "It's my back."
Oh boy.
That doesn't sound good. He's had a back thing for eight years.
Yeah, forever.
And they always describe it as just a back thing. We have no detail on what the actual back injury is.
Really? Well, yeah. It's him. Yeah. It's that funky motion.
Clayton has a back injury.
Yeah, that's just the way it goes. He's been doing it for a while.
I think at some point, though, the Dodgers, you know, they did so much last year. And they did so much at the deadline last year. And they gave up a lot. Scherzer left. Trey Turner, they're going to have to decide if they re-sign him this offseason. Corey Seager left. Like, they, you know, at some point, they hold the line on the $400 million contract guys. And Juan Soto's a $500 million guy. I think I'm okay with them being, I mean, they're the best record in baseball, 60-30. Now, what is it, 62-30?
Yeah.
After beating the Giants.
You're not going to get anything negative out of me about not signing, except the fact that you didn't get Juan Soto.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, yeah. I don't think the Dodgers really needed him to win a World Series. But with him, oh, God, increases your odds. And it's only money.
Right. The difference, though, in football is when you go all in and you're the Rams, and you go all in and get OBJ, okay?
Well, they
get OBJ and all the guys they got last year. The guaranteed money that you had to pay OBJ was just last year.
Right.
Wasn't on the books for the next year.
Right.
In baseball, you go all in to go get Juan Soto, and now you might be signing up for the next 12 years.
What's wrong with that? How old is he? 23? Mm-hmm.
He's really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Absolutely.
Not to mention the Padres got him.
Imagine getting a hold of a young Albert Pujols.
But look at, like, Tatis. Like, he's been hurt for, what, the past 2 years, practically?
Yeah. He started his huge rehab contract this year. But and they got him, theoretically, at a discount because he signed early.
But it was still a big contract.
Yeah.
True.
I mean, the Padres now, it's some analyst, Tim Kirkson, I think, called it the biggest trade deadline deal ever. The Padres are shaping, they went and got Josh Hader, best closer on the market. Juan Soto, best player on the market. They
Padres
got Josh Bell also.
Yeah, Padres going all in.
Are they the team to beat in the NL?
No, I still think it's the Dodgers, but on paper, the Padres look scary.
Yeah.
We'll see what they do to end the year. But yeah, I mean, they're going all in. Why wouldn't you? This is your only chance to usurp the Dodgers anyway. This is your best opportunity. Why not go all in? And if they do, like you said, Juan Soto is very, very young. Can you imagine if they start building around him?
Well, they have three guys, Tatis, Machado, and Juan Soto.
You got issues, absolutely.
As far as, though, the Dodgers go with the pitchers, too, aside from Dustin May, they have Blake Treinen and Brewster Gratt are all coming back. And you might get Walker Buehler back, like, before the playoffs. Like, it's still up in the air, like, whether or not he's going to play this year. But I can kind of see Andrew Friedman's point about, you know, as an Indians fan, Guardians fan, that's something that Chris Antonetti would always say at the deadline. Like, well, we've got all these, we don't need any midseason acquisitions because we've got so many guys coming back from injury.
Right.
But the Dodgers really do have, like, top-tier starters coming back.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of with Andrew on this one in the sense that he has proven his ability to go and get guys when they're out there. And this wasn't for a lack of resources. It wasn't for a lack of desire to go get these.
You were in it to the end, right? Yeah. It just, that's too much.
We didn't get to talk about that yesterday.
What?
Yesterday was all about Vin Scully. Dodger fans, you worried? Did they do enough at the deadline? 877-710-ESPN. Momo in for Sedano and Cap. DeMarco Farr, Momo, ESPN LA. I like this. All prints all the time. We're doing this because this is the same week that Purple Rain came out and went 24 weeks on the Billboard list.
Funch is back here karaokeing.
Is this game?
Is he really?
Hey.
Love
you
this
seem
song.
Like a Prince guy.
Love this song.
I don't care.
But you know what? You're either a Prince guy or a Michael Jackson guy. I have to say I'm a Michael Jackson guy.
You could be both. Really?
You could be both.
Yeah.
Don't start
both.
That.
Yeah,
punch.
No, don't
you
do that.
Both.
Nope,
yeah.
Nope.
I prefer Prince, though. Love Prince.
I think I do, too.
Way more.
Yeah. Prince is an artist.
And he's got, like, that. He had, like, the sex appeal and, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Michael. I don't know if Michael Jackson did.
No.
Not to me.
No.
Even before all the bad stuff. Yeah. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Michael has some jams, though.
Yeah. I remember I actually had Prince tickets. Remember when he did all those shows at the Forum? He did all those shows at the Forum before it was like the new Forum.
Yeah.
And it was still kind of like the old, it was like mostly a church, you know, the Madison Square Garden Company owned it, but they didn't do it. There was a church that owned it, and then every once in a while people would play concerts there, and it was like a total dump before they redid it. Prince had like a month-long tour at the Forum.
Wow.
I got tickets back in 2011.
Yeah.
But the Lakers were playing the Dallas Mavericks that year in the playoffs. And it was a second round series. They went down 3-0, and it was Phil Jackson's last year.
Oh, you got to go.
You missed it.
Oh,
I had to go.
You had no choice.
Because they were about to get swept.
How long did that take you to decide, really?
I had to go.
Yeah, I had to go. Immediately?
It was easy. I gave the tickets to my parents.
Okay. That's good.
I was like, you know, it's kind of your era too.
Wait,
guys.
So everybody, but did you see Prince at any time?
No, I didn't see him. That was my one and only time to go see Prince in concert.
Absolutely.
DeMarco, I know you did. Lindsay, have you? Did you
No,
ever?
I never saw him in person. Nope.
Funchy?
No, never.
Okay, I don't feel bad now.
My uncle saw him like 23 Why? Times. My uncle was obsessed, and he saw him so many times in concert.
Well, because there's artists, right, that you wanted to see. Like, Michael never got to see him.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
There's certain artists that I was like, okay, I'll go when.
Yeah.
Right? And then when Prince passed, I was like, I don't want to say the word. I was like, duh.
Yeah,
you know,
darn.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Bleeper.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't go.
Purple Rain
taught
me a lot.
This is such bleepery.
Thank you.
Purple Rain taught me a lot.
What
and
did it teach
going
you?
To see a Prince concert from the 70s on, you see your mom and your aunt in a different light.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they forgot I was in the room watching Prince do his thing.
Dude.
What did Purple Rain teach you?
Well, you saw Bologna? The movie, right?
Huh?
You guys
did
saw
I
the
just
movie?
Make DeMarco
right.
blush? Yeah, I might have.
Yeah.
The movie or the song?
The movie.
Okay.
The movie.
Gotcha.
Yeah, taught me a lot.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yep.
Wow.
How to ride a motorcycle?
This man is actually blushing.
I want to hide.
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I mean, it was the Lakers and Phil Jackson's last game. They went down 3-0 to the Mavericks. They had just won two titles in a row. So for them to get swept out of the playoffs was a big story. I had to go fly to Dallas and miss the last game and miss the concert.
Yeah, you got to go to work.
I had to
Absolutely.
Go. But it was really, it was bad because Prince had literally been playing at the Forum for like a month. There were so many shows I could have gone to. I just waited until the end to get tickets, and then I couldn't go.
I never saw him, and I have friends that did, and they're like, dude, best concert.
Now, I'll tell you who the best concert ever is.
Who?
Bruce Springsteen.
The
Bruce
boss
plays
puts on a show.
For 4 hours.
Sweating.
Wild.
He's sweating.
Wet.
And he plays everything. He plays forever. Yeah. And you're like, man. Is
the
he...
boss puts on a show.
I just need to go home. Like, you can stop now. Like,
nope.
We're good.
Nope.
I got my money's worth, man.
He is working out up there.
For me, it was a Spanish show. It was Maná. Like,
okay.
They were amazing. I saw them at Staples forever ago. And I was like, no one's going to top this concert for me.
Wow.
Have you guys ever seen Billy Joel?
Yes.
No.
Saw him with Elton John.
I saw him. Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
Elton
crazy.
John was in Cleveland this past weekend, and my friend and I wanted to go so bad.
Wait,
we were going to go, but it
was
so expensive.
He was going to retire a long time ago,
yeah,
and
well,
he just
he
like,
did,
unretired six times
he,
already.
He made the tour Jay-Z. Before COVID. He like planned that whole tour, and then it got canceled. So this is still that tour that he's like making up the dates for. This is his like goodbye retirement tour for sure. But
we'll see.
I want, that's what he says, but I wanted to see him when he was in Cleveland this past weekend, but I did see Billy Joel.
Billy Joel has a potty mouth.
Yeah, he does. But he was amazing. That was great.
I can see
and
Billy
I'm not
Joel
even...
plays Madison Square Garden like once a month on a, and he does the Piano Man and he does all that stuff. And...
Awesome.
Yeah.
I was not prepared for how much he cursed though.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Huh.
I had no idea he had cursed that much. Like every other word was the F word. It's crazy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it's New York, right?
Who's the most disappointing concert you've ever been to? Like you were so hyped to go to.
Remember New Edition?
Yeah.
Yeah. Two.
Don't say that.
Two of the five
Wait,
didn't show up.
How old were you?
This must have been the 90s.
Yeah. Was this like a new tour or an old tour?
This is the 90s, huh?
Like, kind of on the downslope. Two of the five didn't show up. And they put on a show. It was awesome.
My dad said that about Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Yeah. My dad said Aerosmith was like the worst concert ever.
Really?
He said that it was at Cleveland Stadium. They flew in on a helicopter and played like two songs and flew out. Like, he said it was horrible.
Wow.
That sucks. Yeah.
All right. I got one. It's going to make you cry. You're going to be upset when I tell you.
Tell me, because I think mine will too.
Madonna.
Oh, I can see that. Really? I can see that.
I was so excited to see Madonna. Like, I grew up on Madonna, mm-hmm. right? Like, and then I got tickets to go see her at the Forum. It was a random, like, Tuesday night. It was like an off night.
Uh-huh.
And the concert's supposed to start, I think they said 8. And so, you know, it's never going to start at 8.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, you get there, you go to the Forum Club early, whatever it is. I was so excited. She did not even start until, like, almost 11.
Wow.
We're all sitting around, and I'm like, it's a work night. Like, you're so late, and I'm late, but I'm not 3 hours late, okay?
Right.
I was going to say, you're used to that, though.
I know, but 3 hours is 3 hours.
She's notorious for being super late.
Super late. And by the time, and like, there was not really a warm-up act. Like, everybody was just sitting around waiting. And you're like, this better be good.
That's weird when they don't have warm-up acts.
Yeah, like, it was
like, have someone.
Have something
like
going.
Like a DJ, something.
And at some point, we were just like, should we just go? Like, is she going to show up?
Wow.
And by the time she started playing, I mean, it's like 11, and we all got to go later, and I don't think we can go that late.
So it
was like 12:30 is like the cutoff.
I was going to say, they have a cutoff. Yeah. So she was like, okay, what is the latest I can show up and perform for like 30, 40 minutes and I'm out?
11:30.
So messed up.
She did her thing, and she was good, but by that...
Which era?
Always,
what year are we talking?
It was late. It was like after the Forum was... So it was like playing all the hits and some of her new stuff, but mostly we all just want to hear the hits.
Yeah, yeah.
We're all 80s babies. Like, we all want to hear...
Okay.
And it was just... There's a level of... You can make people wait. You can make people wait for an hour. But it's like 2-3 hours and we're still waiting.
Lot.
That's too long.
I saw Bone Thugs recently. It was right before the pandemic. And they were about 2 hours late. And they had a warm-up act. It was like their nephew's band or something. And they played the whole time. And then they ran out of songs. So then they went back to the beginning.
How many songs did they have anyway?
Not that many. And so they went back to the beginning.
They went back and started over?
No, I'm talking about the warm-up act. Went back to there. They had like a list of like 5 songs. And they had to go back to the beginning because they had played them all already. It was pretty funny.
Wow.
I was getting ready to leave. I was like, we're going on like 2 hours
here. How much were those tickets?
I think they were free, honestly.
Okay.
I was gonna say
like they were free for me. It was, I mean, you know, it
where
was.
Where did
at,
they play? What was
it? It was
the venue?
At the Novo place. The,
okay,
the small place.
Yeah,
wasn't very big, but it was a great concert. Once they started, it was amazing. I love them.
I was gonna say Bone Thugs is good. Like I've seen them at small stuff, but I've never had them be that late. But for me, and I hate to say,
you go to a lot of concerts too.
Who, me?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, I got to go to a lot because of where I worked before. But I went to go see Enrique Iglesias, who actually killed it. He was he was on doing a tour with J-Lo. And we were hyped. It was like a bunch of us were like, dude, we're about to see an amazing concert. Enrique Iglesias killed it. J-Lo put 3 of us to sleep.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I will say
was she
this
not
was,
dancing?
She was like, it was just off, man. Like,
oh, really?
She did a lot of her like waiting for tonight. And I was like, I don't care about that.
Did
she
hear?
Really sing, though? Did
like,
she actually
sing?
No,
it was weird. But the people that went with me and, like, two of the people that... Because I was one of the ones that fell asleep.
Yeah.
The other two went to her residency thing in Vegas. And they're like, dude, completely redeemed herself.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, I went to her residency in Vegas. It was really good. Really?
Yeah,
really, really, really good.
Bunch said it was good. But, like, this was... I don't know. I got to look when the tour
she
was.
She wasn't invested.
Everybody
she
has a
wasn't
bad night.
Good.
Yeah, she wasn't invested.
She was not good.
Yeah.
And I was really sad because I'm like, I mean, I didn't really pay for the tickets,
but
I know people that drop, like my friends drop money, good money, and I'm like, that sucks.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed.
It's also the effort of going to the concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially as a girl.
Funch, I've rethought your Michael Jackson Prince thing.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
You may be right, because I could watch Prince play guitar all day and have him sing a lick and still be entertained.
Really?
Yeah. He doesn't get enough credit for that guitar playing.
You know what Prince doesn't get enough credit for?
Yeah.
Like, you know how we talk about coaching trees, like with Popovich and Belichick?
Songwriting.
People that came from Prince, like, look
or
at the
songs.
People that came from Prince.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Or songs, his songs that people recorded.
Like his musical tree, basically.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, we got a Padres fan who called in.
What do you say?
Ricky in Rialto. You're on with Momo and DeMarco. What's going on, Ricky?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
First of all, Ramona, big fan.
Thanks,
I
man.
Love when you fill in on the radio. It's the best.
Thank you.
I cannot wait for ESPN to announce that you and Clinton Yates have your own radio show.
Oh.
That'd be the best.
Do you know something I don't?
Anyway, you tell me. Anyways, yeah, I'm just super excited that my team, the Padres, got Soto. Ooh. Just based off the fact that we never do anything.
But you did something 2 years ago. You did something last year, and it didn't work out. That's why yeah, Tommy Pham and them, he was so upset about everything.
Yeah, but we get these players, and it don't amount to nothing. I want wins in the playoffs, and I want a trophy.
So
it's just being around Dodger fans and my whole family being Dodger fans, I see the success. I see the history. And it's kind of I get a little envious. And I'm a Laker fan, so I taste the glory. But
yeah.
When it comes to baseball,
why did you pick the Padres then? Why did you pick the Padres?
I have family in Tijuana.
Okay.
And I used to go down there every summer on my summer break, and they put me on the Padres when I was a kid. I mean, when I was a kid, my cousins out here would take me. But when you're a kid, you care about hot dogs, cotton candy. You're not really paying attention to the game.
All right.
But when I got older, they put me on Tony Gwynn, Trevor Hoffman, the success of '98. You know, everything, you know, I became a Padre fan, but ever since 98, we suck. So last year,
wow.
That deadline, when we finally did something, I was honking my horn for 20 minutes. And what happened? The Dodgers come and just take over. I'm just like, when are we going to do something? And then 2 years ago, playoffs, you guys sweep us. I mean, so I could not believe. Yes, 2 days ago when the news finally came out, we got Soto. I was just happiness. Now here comes good baseball. I know it's not a rivalry yet, but you never know. Two good teams for the next maybe 10 years.
This could be the start.
So good with Soto signing an extension.
I like this guy.
This could be the start. Oh,
I like
wow.
this guy. I like this guy. He's, well, you know what? That's
oh,
real.
Padres.
That's real. I'm a
wow.
Padres fan because I like the food at the ballpark.
Oh, my God. Wow.
We mostly sucked, but.
You know what? That was a choice.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
good. You know what, though?
Yeah.
That's why a lot
you
of people like baseball. The food
fan.
At the ballpark's pretty good.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, Ricky. Thanks, man.
Hot dog and beer.
All right, we come back. Lindsay's got what we need to know. Momo and DeMarco in for Sedano and Cap, ESPN LA.